time.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Oh, yep. Yes, sir.
Yep. 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 Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. That's right. That's right. That's right. Yep. Yep. Yep.
I was hoping this yep shit would kill more time than 37 seconds, but I'll take it.
Hey, I mean, I'll take 37.
Yeah, something.
Dude, my brain is scrambled eggs, bro.
I know. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Too much. Too much for one human being to process.
Yeah. I think it all started to fucking go south for me when we had to watch that TikTok shit, and then it just got worse.
Yeah, that was definitely the fucking speed bump that blew my tires out. Like, nope.
Dareness Foctrine. Yep. That's true. Yup. Amen. Yup. How many people are in there? 54. Yeah. But all the good things war has done for us. Amen. Keeps us safe. Keeps us safe and sound, all snug in our beds.
I mean, we've got the internet because of war.
Hell yeah.
Got fucking, I don't know what else. What else do we have because of war? We got the internet for sure.
The internet and others.
Et cetera.
Yeah. And other things, you know?
I didn't even really cringe at the TikTok NPC thing. I just started spiraling.
Yeah. It wasn't really even cringy. I mean, it was, but it was something more. It was something more than cringy. It was something darker and deeper.
That's like a deep doom, like despair kind of went over me. And I was just like, we really aren't redeemable, are we? We're not going to make it.
Yeah. It's just like, oh man.
It's not like I don't ever face that, but.
Yeah. Like, but so rarely do you see it just like displayed how so starkly why we don't fucking deserve to be saved, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah.
Speak for yourself, dude. I definitely deserve to be saved.
Maybe you, Scotty. But
you guys, on the other hand, you guys, on the other hand, I mean, sorry, but the odds are not in your favor.
The rest of us are not worthy. That's for sure.
Well, we can agree on that.
Dude, the fucking medical industry is such a fucking scam, bro.
Yeah.
I think I talked about it on a previous fucking one of these mother whatever this shit is, the grease trap or whatever. Like, I talked about it, or I did an at home sleep study so I can get a CPAP machine for my apnea.
Oh yeah.
And so I had a doctor's appointment today to go to the doctor so he could, you know, I thought it was going to be to order my machine, and I get in there and he's like, yeah, you know, the at-home sleep study was inconclusive, so we're going to have you come in and do one in-house.
We're going to need a little bit more money out of you.
And could you have not fucking just told me that over the phone?
Yeah, you had to come in for that.
Why did I go all the way into the doctor's office for you to tell me, like, oh, nope.
So they can bill your insurance company another $500.
Yep.
They can bill you $100 and go, well.
Bunch of fucking garbage, dude.
Yeah, and then, of course, Paul, you might even have to go again for them to even schedule that. Look, you have to come in again. Then we'll get that all nice and scheduled for you. Then, obviously, you have to come in and do the study. We'll have to do the preliminary study first. Then, after that, we're going to have another follow-up where we discuss the study. Then, one more follow-up after that in which we can then start talking about the idea of some ways to treat the condition. Also, that treatment's going to be free, right? No, unfortunately, you're going to pay a lot of money out of pocket to get that CPAP machine that you need. It's like, what the fuck is this? I know, dude, you know you have sleep apnea. You know you need the fucking shit.
I've already been diagnosed. I was diagnosed within my early 30s. Like, and they, of course, there's no way for them to get my records. They haven't even asked because they don't want to do it. You know what I mean? They want to charge for the whole fucking process again. It's just so fucked up and broken, and I'm just sick of it, dude. I just set my tone for today for the show. That's what I was doing. Just fucking set the tone for today for me.
Yeah. No, I mean, you'll eventually get what you need, but of course you're right. It's just going to be a fucking giant bureaucratic nightmare of fucking fighting with companies, you know, because like even if they finally do it and say, yep, you've done the sleep study, you've done all that, there's a chance the insurance company could just be like, yeah, you don't need it.
Yep.
And then it's like, well, you can pay for it yourself or you can fight with them. Eventually they'll cover it, but got to make sure to hold out just as long as we can. It's like, okay, wonderful. Just give people what they need. You know, it's like, you see this with so many drugs too. He says, yeah, someone even says here, my epilepsy drugs cost $800 without insurance or coupons, cost $40 in Germany. Yep. Cause in the US, if you don't have insurance, cause the insurance company does the negotiation for you. And then of course you have a drug deductible. It's like, there's so many layers of bullshit. I mean, you basically, if you don't have insurance in the US, you're just fucked unless you're rich. And you're right, other industrialized nations, no one's paying anywhere near that. Not even fucking paying close to that. $40, some countries it's $6. You know, more reflective of the reality. And if you look at these medicines, it's not like they're using these super rare ingredients. That's why it costs so much. It's just pure greed. You know, it's people buying up companies and buying up patents and then charging people a fucking ass load of money for the same drug they sold for $30 10 years ago.
Yep. Oh, fuck me, bro.
At least we have spite onion, though. There's always spite onion.
That's true.
Here's some fat fucking bears.
Oh shit, it's Fat Bear Week again.
Chunka 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 chunk. Chunka 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 chunk.
I actually enjoyed looking at the fat bears last time, so I'm glad to get an update and see the contenders this year.
So this is Chunk, large adult male, narrow set eyes, blah blah blah. You can see him.
He doesn't look all that chunky, honestly.
Well, they probably name him at the beginning, you know, hoping that they're going to get fatter, but maybe he's not that good at hunting and shit.
Yeah, he's got to get his angling game up, dude. Because I've seen fatter bears. Look, I'll tell you,
fatter bears than this fucking scrawny fuck.
I mean, you know, maybe Chunk is young or something. Maybe
it's tough times even for the fucking bears, dude, you know?
It's a bear market, TJ.
They don't get as fat as they once did.
Looks like you might just have to grin and bear it, TJ. Oh, give me fat bears. Come on, man. Oh, shit. God.
Look at that fucking gut, dude.
Damn.
Okay, so this is Chunk before and after, I guess.
Sick. Dude, look how fucking
Chunk is looking good now. I'll tell you all back about Chunk.
Okay, so Big yeah, okay, I get it. So baby. This is not a slideshow. This is like a before and after.
Yeah, you TJ, what the fuck, dude? You didn't realize that?
No, I didn't realize that.
Dude, that wasn't my fucking memo to you.
You didn't say shit.
I sent you a memo. You didn't get that?
You didn't send shit.
I did, dude.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, Chunk got pretty fucking
You're
fat.
Dumb, TJ. This is an intuitive design. Look, it shows it right there on the picture.
All right. This is Grazer, dude.
All right, so before, okay, a little thickness, but let's see.
Grazer after. Before.
Oh, woo! My goodness.
Grazer got blubbergumptious, dude.
That's a healthy boy, dude, right there.
Grazer fucking, it's a female.
That's a girl. Large female, girl, straight muzzle, conspicuous blonde ears. Yep.
Damn.
She got fucking chunky. She got thick.
Chunk.
This one's name is Walker. Who seemed like he's pretty fucking fat to start.
Yeah, he's pretty shaggy.
How's Walker getting?
I don't know how much of that is fat and how much of that is shag.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's pretty fucking fat.
Woo!
I don't think he's fat as fucking Grazer, though.
No, Grazer. I mean, Grazer's that a is
chunky
just,
bitch.
I mean, maybe it's the angle. We'll see. But I don't think Walker's going to get a chunk, and Gray's will look bigger.
This is, they don't even give this one a name. This is just bare 164.
All right, first, that's pitiful.
That's pitiful. Pretty raggedy there. Damn, got majestic. I don't know about fat, though.
Yeah, I didn't. Went from fucking looking pretty ratty to pretty not a chunk, not a grazer, but definitely not all that fat of a bear.
So far, grazer's winning.
284.
I mean, respectable. I feel like I can still see some ribs over there.
Yeah, what the hell?
I mean, a skeleton.
You know that these ones that don't even have a name are not going to be the fucking winner.
402.
402 before and after. Didn't even really put on much weight.
I mean, respectable, a little bit of a gut going, but not enough of a gut.
Filled out a little, maybe.
Oh, geez. 428. Yeah. You need to put on, you're like Eugenia Cooney levels.
Yeah, you need to fucking put on some pounds.
Still didn't really get all that much.
Really cute, but and definitely a little bit. This is a younger bear.
Got a thick booty.
It says sub-adult, so
this is Holly. Boom.
God. Damn. Holly ate good.
She got thick.
Holly ate good this summer. God damn.
Otis. Poor Otis, man. Otis looks like he's fucking starving to death.
How old is Otis, though? Because the younger bears tend to look older. No,
he was,
an adult.
He was 6 years old when he was identified in 2001. Nah, so he's old as fuck for a bear.
He's an old motherfucker for a bear. Like, I'm guessing. An
old bear. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He didn't put on too much, but he definitely looks a lot fucking healthier.
Yeah, he filled way out.
Dude, he got a big old gut right there. Look at that shit, TJ.
This is 747.
Whoa. Oh, dude. Boom. I think 747 won last year.
Holy shit. 747 is big.
Boom. 747 is a big boy.
Boom.
Thick. Eating good in the neighborhood, boy. Oh, my God.
This is 901.
Damn.
Respectable.
Respectable, but not a winner.
Not a winner. Yeah. Nah.
901's not going anywhere.
This junior. Little baby. All right.
I mean,
respectable for its first year in the competition.
It's a cub. I mean, yeah, I'm not expecting a cub to take the fucking.
He's looking pretty fucking chonky for a cub, though.
Yeah.
Boop. Right, I got to say, it's probably
either you give it to?
Grazer or 747 were my top two.
All right. Here's the winner. Grazer.
Yep.
Grazer got won it. That shit.
I mean, that was obvious. Grazer was fucking huge.
Yeah, I think we got video of Grazer here.
Yeah, if you watch that video, it kind of gives you some history about her and like
cool
shit like that.
Grazer is probably best known for being a very aggressive, dominant female when she has cubs. I mean, no one wants to get in her way, at least if they want to survive. But
aggressive, dominant, and thick.
Wow,
a mommy dommy.
Dude, if I was a fucking bear, this would be my bitch right here.
But Grazer was single this year, and you know she had no cubs to defend and feed, so she could just concentrate on herself and job one, which is getting fat. And she did a great job of doing that. She's probably the best angler on the river. I mean, she can successfully fish almost anywhere. I mean, she began the season. Riffles,
good.
Which is where she usually begins her season. She was catching more fish than any other bear.
See? Because she's fucking got the skills to pay the bills.
She fucking just watched that shit. That fucking
This ain't like when a human gets fat. These bears earn this fat.
I mean, that bear, she just fucking waited. That fish basically jumped into her fucking mouth, dude.
That I saw at the Riffles. And then she moved to the falls, and there she was fishing on the lip. She was in the office. She was at the conveyor belt. And sometimes she had to compete for those spots, but she.
Dude, when those fucking fish jump out of the water, it totally does not look like these fat fucking bears are going to be able to get it, dude. But then they do. It's like inexplicable. You're like, there's no way.
They didn't get fat by missing.
I know. I'm just saying, like, it's crazy how fucking agile they are for the size they are.
Catching a lot of fish, and it showed. This summer, we saw her fishing at night thanks to our infrared on the cams at the falls. So I guess success means fishing 24 hours a day.
Dude, Grazer is such a badass motherfucker. She can go fishing at night and still catch some fucking. Yeah. How do you even fucking do that?
Total dead ass darkness. She's out there fucking snatching salmon out of the stream, dude. Grazer is a fucking champ.
Seen at the headwaters of Lake Brooks. So busy girl, taking care of herself and getting fat. Although she's not as aggressive as this summer as she is when she has cubs, she's still one of the most dominant bears on the river. And
set me in first for fat bear. We go fat bear we.
What?
The Fat Bear Week song.
Fat Bear Week. Fat Bear Week.
I love it.
You can keep your shirts. I'm holding out for Fat Bear Week. Well, the competition's fierce. We got best of best. How many fish can you fit in your mouth? That really is the...
She looks insulted by the song. Yeah,
a little bit.
She's like, what the fuck is this shit? This
song is beneath my dignity. I'm going to go eat the people who wrote it.
Test, got to pack in the pounds. Start to be looking chonk. If you want to get the title as the bear, don't go Fat Bear Wee.
Fat Bear Wee.
That song sucks balls. But the actual concept of Fat Bear Week is pretty cool.
I love it. I like it. I love it. I support it. I wish that I could have lucked myself into being the person that keeps track of how fat the bears are. I think I would have been pretty good at that.
Yeah. Paul's job in that universe, just like, how fat are the bears, Paul? Well, Grazer's looking the fattest this year. Thanks, Paul.
All right, yeah, good no job, problem. Paul.
I could just give you guys weekly updates on which bears are looking chonky.
Let's tune in for our fat bear reporter, Paul.
I just long for that kind of simplicity, man. It's living out in the fucking woods, looking at the bears and seeing who's getting fat. Just living my life, man. I missed my fucking boat.
Yeah, the dude that invented that's fucking.
Yeah, they never fucking right tell now. You about the good jobs when you're a kid.
Hell no, they don't, because they don't want any fucking competition. They already got that shit locked down, the motherfuckers.
There's like, be a doctor or a lawyer. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, then there's like a guy that goes around like monitoring how fat bears get, but that's not for you.
Seven, I mean, there's probably a couple packs of different Happy Pauls in the multiverse, I would guess. I mean, one of them is the Fat Bear Tracker, for sure. I can think of a few others. Like, yeah,
there's some universes, Paul, probably like the depression part of his brain. He probably got into an accident and they, like, we have to remove this part of your brain. And then Paul's like, I feel much happier. Like, wow, okay.
I think there's a, I don't know, maybe like a hostess tester or something, Paul, out there.
How about this one, Paul?
We're not as good as the last one, but you're still pretty fucking good, bro.
People all focus on how to please Paul's palate. God, we've got to get Paul to love this one.
Maybe try some sprinkles. I don't know.
Brilliant. Brilliant, yes.
Oh, yeah. Capybara Farm, Paul, for sure. Paul that just went fucking completely crazy and moved to South America and just started a little Cappy ranch. Yeah, he's happy for sure. I mean, maybe at some point in his life, though, like the Sandinistas show up, you know what I mean? And fucking liberate the governments, kill all my Cappies or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, well, he was happy before that happened, though.
Paul that's head of the Velma cosplay competition. Yeah. I just judge Velma cosplayers.
The fucking 17th annual Velma cosplayer contest, hosted as always by that lovable scamp, Paul's Ego.
Yep.
Now an international sensation in its 17th year, attracting over 33,000 contestants.
Paul, what do you do the rest of the year?
Nothing.
Great.
No, I make a boatload of money off each one of these and I'm set. All right, cool.
Lottery winner, Paul? Nah, I really don't think I'm one of those people that the lottery would fix me. I think I would be filthy rich and miserable. So
yeah, I almost said that. I'm like, rich Paul, and I was like, no, he'd be even more miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that would help.
It wouldn't.
Seven fast facts about animal farting.
Yeah.
For one fish, farting is an emergency. The diet of the bolson pupfish, a freshwater fish found in northern Mexico, can lead to dangerous levels of gas. The pupfish feeds on algae, and it can inadvertently eat the gas bubbles that algae produces in warm temperatures. The air inflates the fish's intestines and distends its belly, messing with its equilibrium and making it difficult to swim. Even if it tries to bury itself in sediment at the bottom of the pool, a bolson pupfish are wont to do, the air causes the fish to rise to the surface where it's at risk of being eaten by a bird. If the fish doesn't fart, it will likely die, either from predation or because its intestines rupture under the pressure of the trapped gas.
Dude, I've felt like that before.
Yeah.
Like, I've had one of those
farts. We've all been this fish at one point or another.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I've had one of those farts that just felt like it was never going to fucking come out. It was just rumbling deep down inside of you, you know? And you're like, fuck.
Yeah, that gas pain shit can be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
You gotta let that air out. Gotta let the air out.
You're like, massage your belly trying to get the fart to come out. Like, please. Please come out, fart.
I'll do anything.
Manatees use farts as a swimming technique because, of course, they do.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh, shit. I'm going to try to swim across this swimming pool here. Oh, yeah, I propelled myself a good 3 feet with that one.
The bolson pupfish isn't the only animal that needs healthy farts to maneuver underwater. Buoyancy is vital for swimming manatees, and they rely on digestive gas to keep them afloat. The West Indian manatee has pouches in its intestines where it can store farty gases. When they have a lot of gas stored up, they're naturally more buoyant, floating to the surface of the water. When they fart the gas out, they sink. Unfortunately, that means that a manatee's ability to fart is vital to its well-being. When a manatee is constipated and can't pass gas properly, it can lose the ability to swim properly and end up floating around with its tail above its head.
Wow. Poor manatee, dude.
They call me the manatee.
Maybe that's Brett's problem. He's fucking constipated, so he's always got his tail above his head, and that's why he's so ornery.
Yeah, he's just got a big fart inside that needs to come out. He needs to just let it rip.
He'd be better off. I've never seen Brett Keane fart. I don't know. And he would. It's not like he'd stop.
If he was a big farter, we'd have heard it a bunch of times.
Yeah, so I think his ass is constipated. He's fucking clenching too hard or something. Termite farts are a significant source of global emissions. Not as bad as cars or cows, but termites fart a lot. And because they are so numerous, that results in a lot of methane. Each termite only lets rip about half a microgram of methane gas a day, but every termite colony is made up of millions of individuals, and termites live all over the world. All told, the insect produces somewhere between 5 and 19% of total global methane emissions per year.
What a scourge, dude.
Some gassy little motherfucking bugs, dude.
Nasty little bastards.
I know. Farting. Just fucking. Yeah, termites just sit around farting all day, I guess.
I'll never look at a swarm of termites the same again, dude. It's like, those motherfuckers are just letting shit rip all the fucking time.
Fucking methane gas, man.
Yeah, they're just dropping fucking doozers right on your head, dude.
Ugh. Ferrets are surprised by their own farts. Ferrets are quite the fart machines. They not only let them rip while pooping, which they do every few hours on a normal day. Tell me about it.
Yep.
But they get particularly gassy when they're stressed. The pungent smells are often news to their creators, though. According to the book, owners often report a confused look on their pet's face in the direction of their backsides after they audibly pass gas. You don't want your ferret to get really scared. Their fear response involves screaming, puffing up, and simultaneously farting and pooping. Well, I never saw that happen, thankfully.
You didn't see like any wet ones coming out?
I never saw a ferret. I never saw one of the ferrets that we had get fucking freaked out and start like running around farting and shitting everywhere.
Dude, I'll tell you, when you had those fucking ferrets, TJ, how tempting. I might have seen that. I was like, I had just gotten Yujiro, and he was like very young, still could move around, do all kinds of crazy shit. I was like, man, what if I just tell TJ fucking Yujiro broke in there and just nothing could be done? Like, nothing could be done. Unfortunately, I have something of a conscience, so I fucking never did it, but I fucking thought about it. I'll tell you, I definitely fucking thought about, like, if they just fucking died. Oh, my.
You're a ferret murderer,
Scotty.
I wasn't going to murder them. Yujiro was going to do it for me.
I don't think there's a material difference between those two things.
I mean, look, dude, I was going to set.
I wasn't going to personally kill him. I was just going to sick my dog on him.
The material can do. Like, Yujiro naturally has a high prey drive. If I accidentally let Yujiro in your room and accidentally he got into your cage and accidentally they died, is it really my fault?
Yes.
How? I didn't directly do it.
Whatever. A beaded lacewing's farts can be deadly. A winged insect known as the beaded lacewing carries a powerful weapon within its butt. What Caruso and Rabiati call one of the very few genuinely fatal farts known to science. As a hunting strategy, Lomamia lati penis. Whoa. It's probably not pronounced that way, but I'm just
going to say it. Lomamia lati penis?
I mean, lati penis? I don't know. He has a lati penis, and he farts a lot. Larvae release a potent fart containing the chemical alamone, paralyzing and killing their termite prey. Oh, shit.
Oh, look at this. A threat. Don John Wick in your ass, Scotty. Well, you know what? Right before you fucking kill me, your John Wick shit, I'm gonna fart right in your fucking face. You can kill me.
Fucking farts. Whale farts make quite the splash. As befits size, whales produce some of the biggest farts on the planet. A blue whale's digestive system can hold up to a ton of food in its multiple stomach chambers. And there are plenty of bacteria in that system waiting to break that food down. This, of course, leads to farts. While not many whale farts have been caught on camera, scientists have witnessed them and report them to be incredibly pungent, as Rabiati and Caruso tell it. Well, yeah, what the fuck?
Would you, a huge
expect,
animal.
Would you expect anything less from a fucking whale fart? They're literally aquatic mammals that eat fucking like plankton and shit all day. And like krill?
Yeah,
whatever tons of whales eat.
Well, it depends on the, I think it depends on the species, but I think krill is one of their main dietary staples.
Yeah, so you know that shit don't fucking smell good.
Fuck hell no.
Plus, how much gas are we talking about for a fucking whale fart, right?
I'd imagine, like, quite a bit.
Yeah, that's got to be fucking huge.
I mean, yeah, the blue whale is one of the most massive animals to ever live, if not the most.
Like, I wish they would fucking explain the fucking volume of a whale fart. That's what I really want to know.
Word.
Not all animals fart. Octopuses don't fart. It's because they're fucking aliens.
I mean, they don't even need
octopuses
to.
Octopuses aren't from this fucking planet. Nor do other sea creatures like softshell clams or sea anemones. Well, yeah, they don't have assholes. I don't think they do anyway. Maybe they do.
That seems like a terrible fate, dude. I think farting is one of the great joys in life. And for these animals to miss out, that's probably why they're so fucking terrible and so evil.
Birds don't fart.
Terrible animal. Look, terrible animal.
Sloths are the only mammal that doesn't fart.
Damn, a sloth doesn't fart?
You lie, TJ. They must fart.
It also says that there's a good chance bats don't fart, but they're not sure.
Nobody's ever heard a bat fart?
I guess not. Having Jeez. A belly full of trap gas is dangerous for a sloth. If things are working normally, the methane produced by their gut bacteria is absorbed into their bloodstream and eventually breathed out. What? Sloths are so fucking lazy. They're too lazy to fucking fart.
They breathe out their own farts, dude. What the fuck?
The wood louse has an odd way of getting rid of gas, too, although it's technically not flatulence. Instead of peeing, wood lice excrete ammonia through their exoskeleton with bursts of these full-body farts lasting up to an hour at a time. And there's actually a fucking whole-ass book about this called Does It Fart? A Definitive Field Guide to Animal Flatulence. And I'm guessing that this entire article pretty much exists to try to get you to buy this book.
I have that book. I got that book for like Done Christmas one year?
Everyone knows Paul loves farts.
I do.
So someone was just like, here you go, Paul. A book about farts.
That's a wise gift.
I saw a video on YouTube of a diver getting covered in shit while studying a whale. Probably the funniest thing I've ever seen. Whoa. I'm going to try to find this video then.
I have to know.
Whale. Well, I whale shits on diver.
Yeah, I think that'd be safe to look up. Imagine someone goes through your search history. It's like, all right, what is this guy into? Whale shits on diver. He's a strange fuck. I gotta tell you, he's real fucking strange.
Is it this whale shark shitting on the diver?
Hey, that little guy. How you doing?
Whale-oo.
It's a beautiful animal. Yes, look at its spots, TJ. Quite beautiful. Yep. And it, let's see what is it doing now?
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's taking a massive shit.
Oh, fuck, bro. He browned out the water. Oh, shit. He left a shit screen. Hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go, man. It's part of the freedom of living in the ocean, man. No finding a place, just... I'm going to unleash the beast when you got him, man. And they say man truly lives free. Give me a break, man.
Hell no.
That's the happy Paul. The Paul who is a fucking whale instead of a human being, dude. Farting and shitting up the ocean.
You forced that one. No. I think with an animal like that, just goes when it needs to.
Seems that way.
I mean, that's like, see, that's one thing with like dogs, that dogs have over humans too. If you're a dog, you gotta take a shit. I mean, you look someone right in the eye and just fucking let it go. It's in a house. I mean, yeah, you might not want to do it in the house, but it'll do. You gotta shit, you shit. That's what other animals have, right? Humans do. We'll hold our fucking shit and piss for hours on end sometimes. Because we're like, oh, that bathroom is nasty. But if we legalize shitting and pissing everywhere, guys, I tell you right now, it'd be a better world. It'd be a smellier world, but it'd be a better world.
What the world needs now is shit, sweet shit, dude.
Are you just watching that video over and over again?
I'm trying to find a whale farting.
I'm never going to find that. That's a rare event, TJ.
Yeah, man. Who says that you're even fucking worthy of seeing a whale fart, dude?
Yeah, I guess I'm not, because this video just has two guys floating around on the ocean, and then one of them's like, oh, that whale farted. It's like, well, I didn't see it.
Yeah. You're not worthy, TJ. You have never. What have you ever done for a whale for it to share its flatulent joy with you?
I don't know. Nothing, really.
Right. Right you are, TJ. Right you are. Nothing.
I don't even have a done... Save Whales bumper sticker or anything.
Wow, that's fucking pathetic. You don't even have a Save the Whales bumper sticker? I mean, that's like the most performative, non-action sort of activism you can possibly do. Is like, don't hurt whales, man. And you couldn't even do that. That's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting, TJ. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to find it.
Yep.
Oh, shocking. Well, that was everything I had, and there's 30 minutes left, so.
How about
that was everything I had.
How about them Saints, TJ? You been watching the Saints football?
You tell me. You're probably the one that. How is the Saints, Scotty? How are they doing this year?
They fucking suck, dude.
Okay, good. Good to know.
The defense is not. I mean, look, the defense is decent for sure. The offense is just like completely inept. Like every game, it's the same thing. It's like the Saints will start out a drive. It's like, yeah, they're going to get some points. Oh, they're going to get a touchdown. And then, of course, the Saints being the Saints, like, oh, turnover. Oh, they, oh, nope, they had no points. Oh, they have to punt again. And then they just lose and lose and lose and keep losing. You know what they do after that, TJ?
Lose.
They lose again.
They lose some more.
Dude, me and Taylor had this debate because it was like the very end of Drew Brees' career. And she was all like, you know, because I was like, no, Brees got to keep playing. She's like, Brees sucks at this point, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Taylor, I, you know what? Maybe he's not as good as he used to be. But I just told her, I'm like, when a team lacks like a franchise quarterback like that, they generally suck. And the Saints have sucked since he's retired. You know, they've had like some brief runs of like, maybe they're good. But it's just like every other season that wasn't 2009 for the Saints. It's a fucking goddamn joke, dude. It's a fucking joke, TJ.
That's why I don't watch that shit.
Eh.
I don't watch that shit. I don't support that shit.
That's just because none of us live around you. If like Steve lived around you or I lived around you, you probably wouldn't see it a bunch.
Yeah, I'd probably see it just from you guys fucking watching it. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You probably have happened to come over like one, like TJ, come
here. Oh, yeah, that stupid Saint shit's playing. I guess I'll fucking take a look at that.
Yeah, like TJ, we fucking made some shit. Come eat this food. You're like, all right. Oh, so
yes, Joe.
Are you usually, I mean, like if the Saints ever made it to the
90% of that shit's just fucking commercials any goddamn way.
Well, that's honestly the good thing about, like, because usually I wake up like 30 minutes after the game starts on Sunday, and I avoid a lot of the commercials that way. I basically just skip all the commercials. But you're right. It's, if you watch a football game, it's like, I mean, it's got to be, what, 2 hours of commercials at least. And ads are insufferable, dude. Ads are just getting worse and worse and worse. You know what they play all the time? Are these stupid ass fucking State Farm ads? It's like
I couldn't even tell you what a State Farm ad is like these days. I don't know.
Yeah, I really like, I was, he's in the doctor's office today waiting, and fucking they had like a TV on, like daytime TV, and there were commercials and shit, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's bad, dude. Well, I can tell you, TJ, like, if you want the gist of every ad, it's usually for the NFL audience, put someone famous from football or adjacent to football. So it's like, I recognize this person. And then it's like, it's weird and random and funny. Every ad, for the most part, for like mainstream companies, like especially brand awareness, tries to be fucking funny. And of course, none of them are. And then you have like, then you'll literally have people go like, that ad is funny. Or they literally have the announcers like, that's a great ad. That one gets me every time. And it's like, you fucking shill. There's no fucking way your ass thinks that's funny. Even if you thought it was funny the first time you saw it, they've run this ad so many fucking times, there's no way you still find it funny. You're a fucking goddamn piece of shit. I understand you're being paid millions of dollars to say you like fucking dog shit, like those ads. But those ads are complete and utter fucking garbage. And that's like every ad, dude. I'm telling you, every ad's like, this is funny. This is funny. This is funny. It's like, can anyone just make a fucking ad that doesn't, it's not funny? Like, I'm just, oh, God, dude. So you're not missing a fucking thing. Every time, that's the one fucking thing I hate, because, like, I want to watch the Saints play. Like, I a lot of fans that, like, about the process, though, you're right, are just horrible. And the advertising is one of it. So, like, I recommend to a lot of people, if you don't want to watch the ads, just record the game.
I mean, I see, the only place I see ads is, like, on YouTube, and I pretty much mute them, like, every time.
And if I didn't hate YouTube, I'd have YouTube Premium. Like, but, like, I just, because they've fucked me over so many times personally, I just can't give YouTube money. Like, even though I have to watch annoying ads, I'll just mute the ad. I just literally have a thing on, like, mute. Because the thought of giving them money, now, if I get, like, if I do, like, a free trial or something, I'll totally do that. I've definitely scammed free trials out of YouTube where it's like, you're like, yeah, oh, a new account. You have a free trial, and I'll take advantage of that for like 90 days and enjoy the like 90 days of not seeing this stupid ass ads. But there is no fucking way in hell I'm giving YouTube $15 a month. And it's nothing to do with, I mean, like it could be $1 a month. It's just the principle of that YouTube is a shitty company and it fucking sucks.
I mean, I agree, but they had me at fucking hello.
I was like, take my money, evil mega corp. I don't give a shit. I know, like, you're evil.
I don't have to see ads anymore. Sold.
Yeah, I think you don't you say you watch a lot of movies on there too, though?
I do. I use YouTube, honestly, like another little streaming service.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I think most people do at this point. There's a
fuck ton of movies on YouTube. A lot of good ones too.
There's a lot of good content on YouTube. Still, I mean, I think on the platform overall, like, yeah, there's a lot of dog shit that rises to the top. But I mean, there's so much like historical content. There's a lot of good movie content. Like,
you know, I'm a big fan of that Sniper Wolf.
Oh, Sniper Wolf.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of...
I hear she makes amazing reaction content all the time.
I agree. It's the best content. Look, I love that content.
They
did
a poll of people, and they said, do you like this content? And you know what 99.9999% of them said, TJ?
They said yes.
I was just lying, TJ. Actually, 100% said yes. Yes, yes, yes. YouTube Premium is a necessity. I don't think it's a necessity, but I understand why you want to give them money. I just refuse to do it. I mean, I don't give a fuck if you do. I mean, like, who cares? Even if I did, who gives a shit? That's your life.
You right, Scotty.
She kind of hot. Wow. Okay, so Jay Garner, we've discovered the reason why she's so successful. Because about 35 million of you go, yeah, she kind of hot.
She kind of hot.
We're watching. My fucking dick is rock hard.
I watch forever.
I bet if I give her a $5 super chat, she'll fuck my dick.
Oh, dude, I know. That's one of the saddest forms of simpery possible. You know, it's like, I know they talk about the guy that meets like the OnlyFans models, like he paid $10,000. Dude, the fucking simp that every time is like an ATM to these women, these fucking people who just make this kind of content and purely just sexualize themselves. You know, it's like, look, I mean, I'm not against someone being able to do it, but call it, it is what it is. You know, it's just titillating, and that's why people are watching. You're not watching this person because they have some insightful commentary.
Fuck you, Scotty. I'm watching them for their insightful commentary.
No, you're not, TJ. You're fucking... And look at any of your social media feeds, and it's just like, giant ass naked person sucking cock, tranny dick in ass. It's like, you can't even fucking even look at TJ's phone, because the chances of TJ looking at some porn, I mean, unless you just don't give a shit. If you want to see what TJ's porn is, I guess then maybe you're good.
Bunch of Tajika fans just,
dude, I fucking,
in their pants right now.
Dude, I fucking got in the car with TJ one time, and it was like his car connected to his phone, and the thing on the screen was like, so it was like taking massive tranny cock or something.
The fuck, TJ?
I was like, what the fuck, TJ?
Where did you go wrong, TJ? What happened to you?
Where did the rest of humanity go wrong, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
There was this bit that Louis C.K. did about, like, everyone knows my thing, right?
You think I'm the problem, Paul?
No, I don't think you're the problem. You're 1 second. Where he does, like, he's like, it's embarrassing, everyone knows my thing. And I'm like, this guy's never met TJ fucking Kirk, dude. Because TJ Kirk was one of the guys that will tell you his things. Like, he's got a list of fucking things that he's into, and you're going to find out.
You're going to watch some Sniper Wolf now.
Friends, it's me. And today we are...
You know what? I'm a skeptic, but maybe I'll be won over.
Yeah, maybe I'll be interested in this, despite my complete and total disinterest.
What? She is so articulate. She has diapers and she's speaking better than I do.
Wow. Wait a minute, guys. I am now completely won over to this insightful commentary.
Well, that's as much as that as I'm going to fucking tolerate. What the fuck?
Well, yeah. Well, because you proved your point. You don't even need to watch anymore. I eat crow immediately on what I said.
What's this drama this chick is in?
Oh, she like docks somebody.
Let's watch somebody that summoned that up. Let's see what happened.
Summon that stuff.
I want to see what she did, dude. I want to see how hard she docked somebody.
Here you go. This little duck will explain it.
It's a duck?
A duck?
Yeah, the duck guy will explain it.
I don't know if I trust a duck. Ducks are kind of fucking shady and shifty, you know what I mean?
Is going to be an interesting one. When it comes to my 2023 internet drama bingo card, I can't say that I was expecting to be able to fill this one out, but honestly, I'm not that surprised either. Now, as I'm sure many of you are already aware, this past Friday, SS Sniper Wolf Doc's Jax films. Now, I'm not laughing because this is a funny situation. I'm laughing because it's quite the opposite. This is one of the most insane YouTube situations I've ever seen. You've got one of the most well-established, brand-friendly, set-for-life YouTubers on this platform who just went out and doxed somebody because they couldn't take constructive criticism. Now, if you're unaware of what led up to this situation, I'll give you a brief rundown. About a year ago, last October, Jax Films, one of the OGs of the YouTube game, made a YouTube channel named JJ Jax Films, obviously kind of a parody of SS Sniperwolf. Now, it seems to have just started as a joke, just kind of poking fun at the very low-effort content that Sniperwolf makes, but since then it has transformed into this, like, whole movement, trying to push Sniperwolf to do things like credit the creators of these TikToks she's reacting to, and, you know, actually put some effort into her videos, not just watch a TikTok and go, oh my gosh, wow, okay, next video. Now, as you might have imagined, based off the context of this video, Sniperwolf was not a huge fan of this project. A few months ago, they had some Twitter beef where they exchanged some words, and it was...
Dude, even this drama is lame as fuck, bro.
Yeah, this is some fucking...
This guy was desperate. Jax Films was desperate to get some views off of this and found out a way to manipulate this dumbass into doing it for him. Okay. And then, of course, this person responded poorly. Shocking. That's never happened in these sort of things.
Blah.
Garbage, dude.
Blah.
it's garbage content.
I can't even imagine, like, the headspace I'd have to be interested in that.
And then they said, what?
You can't even call it a headspace at that point. It's an ass space. Your head's up your ass.
Remember when drama was fun? No, there's still fun drama in the world. It's just that. That's not
it. That though.
That's not it. That's not salacious at all. It's like, narcissistic asshole is taken down a peg by other narcissistic asshole who then responds really poorly. Okay, well, I'm so shocked. Like, I don't know why someone in the position that has, like, SS Sniper, like, she has like 36 million followers. She's probably made millions of dollars. Like, who fucking gives a rat's ass? It's like, you know, you make shit content. That's the reason you're upset. If you thought you made this, like, award winning shit, you wouldn't care if someone fucking criticized it. Because you'd be like, well, I stand by my work. I don't even understand
why would a bitch like that give a fuck about someone criticizing her shit? Like, it's obviously not even supposed to be good and, like, is zero effort as fuck. So yeah. Why even give a shit?
We know what it is.
Moron somewhere is like, I don't like your shit. Why would you even give a shit about that for a second when you're making that much money? That's just so fucking weird to me that you'd even give half of a fuck.
People left mean comments to me, so I have to. It's like, well, because you have to understand the people that, you know, obviously do stuff like that, especially someone is, you know, with as big of a following as she has, is going to be a total fucking self-absorbed piece of shit and just cannot take the fact that any criticism of her gets any traction and probably wasn't even expecting criticism to begin with. But you know as well as I do, if you have a bunch of people following you, there's going to be someone that's going to come out of the woodworks and find some problem with you because they just know, like, if I have a problem with this person, I can get their audience interested. I get other people interested in this drama shit. It's clear what this guy's thinking.
Talk some shit. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But so clearly, this Jax Films guy saw an opportunity. It's like she's lazy. This is just low effort shit. And we just call it out for what it is. And, you know, because he has an audience and some traction, some people actually, I guess, gave a fuck, you know? And obviously, when she, like, you know, that's, I guess, an ego blow. And so then you have to fucking go and dox the dude or some bullshit. It's like, it's not to your benefit. I think the problem with a lot of these content creators, especially these ones that have such big followings, you think they'd have someone in their life to tell them, like, that's a terrible idea. That's a horrible idea. You shouldn't do that. You absolutely 100% unequivocally should not go and dox this person or even really engage with them because you're not even that kind of fucking content creator. You're really not. You're the most low effort shit. You're getting by based on fucking dudes going, she's hot. You know what? She's kind of hot. You're kind of fucking hot. So just know you're fucking, stay in your fucking lane with that. I mean, really, some people have range. You don't. So just do what you do and be happy with that, especially when you have millions upon millions of people watching, which is the dream of so many people on these platforms. You've achieved that fucking sort of success. So just be happy with what you got.
The Boogie 2988 shoot anybody recently? What's he been up to? That's the kind of drama I can get behind. Boogie fucking shooting somebody.
He should shoot somebody else.
Didn't he have, wasn't his trial, last time I checked into his shit, I think he was still, I think his shit was still ongoing legally. Perhaps, I don't know.
What was the best drama you remember from back in the YouTube days?
Oh my God.
Do you have a favorite drama? There were some pretty good ones.
I remember that TJ was in a bunch of drama, dude.
Oh yeah, dude.
The atheist scum shit. Oh, TJ, yeah. You guys had beef on that back in the day, didn't you?
I don't know if you call it beef. I was one of the many people that disagreed with TJ about making a militant.
Dude, he was pissed,
organization of atheists.
I will tell you this, Paul. When you, there was some video you criticized TJ on, he got fucking pissed, dude. He was so fucking mad. He's like, I can't believe Paul said that. That's for he ever really even knew you. Like, there was, I can't remember what video was that? There was something that you and Paul disagreed on. You got fucking super pissed.
I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah, you're lying, TJ.
Probably when I pwned him.
Yeah, that's what it was, dude.
I pwned him over the Casey Anthony thing.
I think that's what it was.
I don't even remember what I pwned him about, but I know I pwned him pretty bad. Yeah, I knew I pwned him bad when he made like a video on TJ Does Life of him laying in bed. And he was like, so it seems that Paul's ego is angry with me. I was like, uh-oh.
That is bad, dude. I remember like in the super early days of YouTube, there was some guy I made a response to, and that was a response he made to me too, Paul. He was in a dark room in a bed. I was like, oh my God, I got him, dude.
Yep. That's how you know you won for sure.
Yeah, if the video opens up, hey guys.
Hey it's guys.
Like, oh God, like I got him. TJ, I'm like the manatee. I mean, TJ did. I mean, TJ, like, in the very beginning of that shit, he did. There wasn't a bit of an admiration for Brett Keane.
Oh, my God. He loved Brett, dude. I never seen two people more in love.
What the world needs now.
No, I remember love. Some shit like we had to go out of town or something happened. And TJ's like, I trust Brett to do that.
Yeah, dude. He gave Brett his login info.
Yeah. And hey, you know, to his credit, Brett did not steal my shit. So
that is true.
Dude, he wants that fucking login info now.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah, he'd kill for it now.
Peter, please set your wife on to anything.
But yeah. No, I mean, Brett Keane was one of the reasons I even fucking made YouTube videos. Because I went on YouTube and I typed in atheism and I saw this dude making all these atheist videos and getting pretty good views off of it. And I listened to it and was like, wow, this is pretty good stuff. Little did I know I was just listening to him plagiarize people. Well, plus back I think he had some more teeth in his head back then because his voice was way better.
Oh, he did. He hasn't had dentures the whole time. He had his real teeth and they all just fell out over the course of 5 or 6 years. Because he used to have real teeth for sure.
No, his dad punched them out of his mouth when he was a young
kid. Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. My bad.
You forgot how the story goes.
That's how it goes, dude. Yeah. His dad got so mad that he just punched every single fucking
Brett always thing. Tells all these stories about what a hard childhood he had. How do you want to, how much you want to bet he had like a pampered fucking swaddled childhood, had just like a normal suburban existence and shit.
I'd bet it's fairly normal. Like, I don't think, I mean, obviously for that area of the country, you know, I mean, there's not shit there and it's pretty uneducated. Honestly, Brett Keane is not really surprising if you look at the area he's from and the product that he's from. But I agree with you. I don't think Brett like fucking grew up on the streets or had a super fucking difficult, hard life. You know, and you can kind of just tell. Like Brett is where he's at in life because he hasn't put any effort into being anything but what he is. He's fucking driftwood. You know, like he ended up there because that's what worked out for him. Oh, Dorn, that just worked out. You know, it's like, who can I get to fucking support my lazy ass? I love you, baby. go waitress and make some money for me situation. You know, I've just met guys like Brett, you know, maybe not as bad as him, maybe not as delusional, but there's just plenty of people like that, that just fucking, they look for their grift in life is that, hey, I'm going to do this fucking YouTube thing. So it's always like he's got a job or he's got something going for him, yeah. You know, but I don't think personally that he had a hard fucking life. He doesn't appear that way. Maybe he did. I'm not saying 100%. Obviously, I wasn't there. I don't actually know his actual history. But I agree with you. I don't think there's anything to suggest he really had anything especially bad.
Yeah, I think Brett Keane has lived the soft life.
It seems that way. He
comes from a pretty economically depressed area, so.
I mean, you ain't got to be, like, especially at our age, you ain't got to be super rich to have a pretty normal fucking childhood.
Sure. Yeah, and Brett's, what is he, 45? How old is Brett?
Yeah, he's a couple years older than me.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, he was a product of the late 70s. I mean, early 80s, that's when he cut his teeth, so to speak. But, yeah, I mean, that is an economically depressed part of the country, but he's also was living in the country, so it wasn't like there's probably that much out there to fucking begin with, and the cost of living was probably pretty low. So I don't think he lived a charmed life by any stretch of the imagination, but Brett always seems to have what he needs. You know, it doesn't always seem like Brett's lacking for, you know, his fucking tubs or McDonald's or all the shit he wants in life. It seems like Brett is your typical lazy ass motherfucker that he just gets by and he gets enough of what he needs. And as long as he gets that, he doesn't give a fuck. He'll just pretend he has this career on YouTube until the day he fucking dies.
I wonder if he'll ever do Eternal Undying Love 4.
Please.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Do you know what we could do to totally fuck with Brett? We could have an AI just write part 4. It might be better than this.
He's probably doing that right now.
He's too dumb. Dude, he's too fucking stupid.
Yeah, he's still trying to sell the fucking old ones.
Eternal Undying Love fucking part 3, bitch.
God, we have to fucking feed the AI that shit. That might be truly what destroys AI. It's like, you have to read the works of Brett Keane. Kill me. Kill me.
I will die now.
Goodbye.
I have lost all hope.
Because that's what we'd have to do in order to get to capture Brett's form. God, I remember reading those and just like, I've never... I just calling those novels, that's being very generous. It has no understanding of how to structure a story, even like an environment. Like, there's characters that just appear out of nowhere, like, scenes just happen.
I mean, they're horrible, they're unbelievable. It's unbelievable that a human being wrote them.
Dude, Brett could make so much fucking money if he just put out an audiobook version of fucking Eternal Undying Love, dude.
Yes, he would.
Oh my god, dude, I would fucking buy it for sure.
Exactly.
You know what we can do, TJ? I believe there's AIs that you can feed people's voices to, and Brett's got enough shit out there. We could probably do an AI Brett that reads his book.
I'm looking right now to see if anyone's ever scanned a copy of this in. I cannot find like a scanned copy of the book.
I'm so shocked.
Wait, here, this might be a PDF of some of it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, there's PDFs of it out there, for sure. At least there used to be. I don't know about now.
I found the first chapter, anyway.
So inept. So utterly fucking unbelievably inept.
Steve Manning was one of the meanest bullies in school, but at home he was nothing more than a waste of life to his own father, who became an alcoholic after Steve's mother died from lung cancer. Steve was poor and got beaten a lot by his father, and he knew his only chance to make it in life was football, and to be top dog in school you had to be ruthless. Deep down inside, he was dying.
Top he wished dog. He
didn't exist sometimes.
I love
it. A week ago, he and his girlfriend had been fighting and he had lost his temper and slapped her. Did that make you feel like a big man, Steve? Now you're nothing just like your father, she had screamed. he went home angry and depressed and drank his father's Jack Daniels.
Is this a novel or Brett Keane's autobiography?
You want your tray back, bitch? Moose smiled evilly. Yes, she demanded. How's it feel to want? He laughed. Her anger was too much now. All the bullshit was too much. And so she slapped the big jock hard. His friends laughed at Moose as Moose stood there stunned, holding his red face. Well, Moose, you're not going to let the ugly whore bitch slap you and get away with it, are you? Steve joked.
The ugly whore bitch.
And his face changed from surprise to rage. And before his friends could stop him, he took the tray in one hand. And with his left, he grabbed her by the back of her hair and slammed the whole tray of food in her face.
Okay, you know what, dude? I take it back. I'm not going to buy the audio version of this.
Everyone watched in silence and shock as she fell to the hard cement ground, face first, unconscious and bloody. A young teacher named Fabian Andrews.
Fabian?
Stood directly. It is I, your teacher, Fabian Andrews. Fabian. Who the fuck is named Fabian? What a fucking mystical character,
Fabian, dude.
It is the dark wizard Fabian, who also moonlights as a high school teacher in Festus, Missouri.
You get your ass down to the principal's office now. I'll make sure you're suspended for a long time and you lose your chance to play in the big game this Friday, Fabian blurted.
blurted all that?
Moose laughed. My father is the principal, bitch.
If anybody out of school,
it will be you. Fabian watched as Moose sat down with his jock friends to eat. A moment later, Fabian carried the hurt girl down to the nurse's office. Man, you didn't have to hit that chick, and that teacher's a cool dude, Reggie spoke up. Oh, no.
Oh, no. We're
coming up.
Oh, shit.
I don't have to listen to no one, especially not some two-bit N-word. Moose insulted his own friend. Reggie stood up. No, motherfucker. I know you didn't just call me a motherfucking N-word. I ain't one of these little bitches you push around. Reggie stared Moose down. So much conflict, so much drama, so much tension.
Man, this is, yeah, I take it all back. This is fucking riveting.
all in the first chapter, intrigue, suspense.
Yeah, I mean, like, so right out the gate, you know? A lot of fucking novels, they waste time setting shit up.
Yeah.
Not Brett. Shit just happens, you know?
A guy gets embarrassed, and then he viciously attacks and assaults a girl into the point she's bloody on the ground. Yeah, that's not a power fantasy of Brett's.
Anyway, see you guys Tuesday. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh!